Petula Clark and Downtown. Now, today is Town Pastor Sunday, a moment to reflect on the work of the 600 or so volunteers across Suffolk who take to the streets of 10 of our towns, patrolling and praying on busy Friday and Saturday nights. Back in 2014, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, went out with the Ipswich Town Pastors, saying the scheme was one of the best in the country.
There's a basic principle that when churches work together, they're much more effective. And it overcomes the barriers between the churches, and people get together to do something very down to earth, sacrificial, costly for them. They're going to miss a night's sleep, but doing it in action is great.
You've come out at this time of night. We can see people heading off to have a very good time.
Yeah.
Some of them you might see a bit later on if you were to stay around, not having such a good time. Is there a sadness to the inevitability about that?
That's a really interesting question. I wouldn't use the word sadness. I think I'd just say it's part of human nature. We're not here to judge people, but to support them and help them when they need some help. And people need help for all kinds of reasons. Who knows the reasons why they've come out? Who knows what's going on in their lives? And, they need help. The town pastors will give them help. They're not here to judge them.
So that was back in 2014 when the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, came to Ipswich and went out with the town pastors there. I'm joined in the studio to discuss the work of the network across Suffolk by Peter Livy, who's the director for town pastors in Suffolk. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Julia Catterwell, who's the Community Safety Partnership for East Suffolk Councils. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
And Jason Shaw, who's a town pastor in Leiston. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Let's start with you, Jason. Tell me how you think that the job of being a town pastor has changed over the time that you've been doing it.
I think people are understanding a little bit more of what we're trying to do, you know, in the villages. The people who come and see us were a bit standoffish, I suppose, at the beginning, but we've grown in confidence. You know, it's God leading us, and the people just responding now. They're asking for Freddos. They want a cuddle. And they just feel like respected and loved and appreciate, you know, we're doing this as a, you know, as part of what we're trying to do to people, just give them the unconditional love that we can give them.
And do you think people actually pick up on that there is a love or a faith motivation that you're doing it for? Does that come across?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when we on the first few nights we go out, it was a bit standoffish, a few jibes of whoop whoop, here come the police, you know. Now it's more, hey, chuck us over a Freddo, lovely to see you, thank you for coming and seeing us. And the businesses as well, especially the pubs at night time, we go in, we speak to everybody there, they just want to have a good chat with us. So it's really nice to be part of the community.
So Julia, the kind of relationships that the town pastors have with councils, with the police, with the paramedics, but also more importantly with those running businesses in our town centres, you know, again, that must have grown into quite a solid kind of friendship, working relationship now.
Yes, most definitely. At the end of the day, as a local authority, we want people to go and visit small towns and marketplaces in our vicinity and enjoy and have a good night out. So the town pastors are integral to that in terms of people going out, having a good night, but being kept safe. So we're all in support of that, and the local businesses are as well, and very appreciative.
Let's talk a little bit about money, Peter. We were talking earlier with the Bishop of Dunwich and one of the senior police officers involved in policing the town centre. Different schemes across the country get different pots of money from things, but it seems that police forces in general as a principle have no problem now with paying money to Christian organisations to help in this way. You get quite a large amount from the Police and Crime Commissioner.
Yes, covering all of the 10 schemes in Suffolk. We now centrally administer the funds because usually it requires quite a bit of administration. And if you had those funds split amongst 10 schemes, that gets a bit complex. So I think the individual scheme funding is varied depending on the local needs. So we can administer that and sort of give it out evenly and fairly depending on the local requirement. Because some schemes are very good at raising local funds and others don't have maybe that skill set.
But is it right that you take money from the police, or should you maintain your independence and be, you know, do your fundraising in the churches who the volunteers come from?
Well, our Town Pastor Central, which is the administrative body, we have some conditions related to diversity of funding. So we don't go above 50% from any single source. So the funding that we get, we try and make sure it never goes above that level. So if what that means is that if there's a new scheme, that's the only time we're likely to be changing the total requirement for the funds.
I mean, could you do it without the police money?
Well, before there was police money, there was a much greater ability to raise funds from elsewhere. But we always did have support from council, etc., at various levels, who gave lots of smaller packets of money, which in the end may have come to sort of similar sums, but it was much harder to get.
Julia, could you see a time when maybe license holders and people who run pubs and nightclubs pay a contribution? Do you think that that's a model as well?
I think that's something that might be considered in the future, definitely, as resources get less and less and there's more sort of constraints on everybody's sort of purses. And that is possible. Yeah, legislation might have an impact on that. Who knows?
Jason, you heard me talking to the Archbishop when he came to his visit, and the kind of inevitability about some people's Friday or Saturday night out, they will deliberately get themselves into a state when they can't look after themselves and they become vulnerable. Is going out and offering a support network condoning that in any way, do you think?
No. I think, like I say, the reason we're going out is to be there for people. And it's not just about having a good night out. Some people just want to go out and have some company.
Can I just butt in and just say, yes, there are young people that do get intoxicated, or even adults as such, and it's not a case of judging them in that sense. It's making sure they're safe, making sure they get to a taxi, making sure they stay with their friends, and making sure everybody has a good time without anybody coming to any harm. That's the ethos of the town pastors.
But surely they should be able to do that themselves. If they're deliberately drinking so that they can't do that, you're kind of facilitating that, you're allowing them. You see my point?
I can see your point, and it is a valid point. But in today's society, young people drink, adults drink, perhaps they drink too much and they don't realise, and some of them do. It's part of human nature, and I don't think we're going to change that. But at the end of the day, we still want them to get home safely. It's not condoning them at all.
Peter?
Well, actually, we do have some statistics, because in order to be fully accountable, we measure every week from every scheme how many drunken and capable, how many sort of dangerous items removed, etc. And there's been a general trend in a reduction in the number of drunken and capable. That may change, obviously, depending on lots of other demographical reasons. But the statistics tend to have gone in the other direction.
So is that us behaving more on a night out, or earlier intervention, or maybe that's it? We'll pick up that in just a moment or two. I think that's interesting. We'll discuss more about the motivations of those going out onto the streets. I'm joined in the studio by Peter Libby, Julia Catterwell and Jason Shaw, discussing the work of Suffolk's Town Pastors. 19 minutes past eight. Pitch next Saturday here on BBC Radio Suffolk. It's the Sunday breakfast programme. We're talking about the work of the town pastors, Christian volunteers who patrol town centres on Friday and Saturday nights, helping those in need. We have around 600 volunteers operating in 10 of Suffolk's towns at the moment. Some of their money, around half, comes from the Police and Crime Commissioner's Office. It's about £50,000 a year to fund half of their annual costs. I'm joined in the studio by Peter Livy, who's the director of the Town Pastors Scheme, Julia Catterwell from the Community Safety Partnership for the East Suffolk Councils, and Jason Shaw, who's the town pastor in Leyston. Peter, let's just talk a little bit about kind of training and oversight. You're sending people out, you know, whatever their motivations, to work with potentially some very vulnerable and isolated people. How do you train them to deal with that and make sure that they're not abusing that privilege?
Well, we start off at an interview stage. So for town pastors that are out in the street that would be dealing with people, we would have an interview. So there's a selection process. Then there is some fairly comprehensive training, which usually goes over about 4 or 6 weeks with some evenings on issues such as drugs and substance abuse, personal safety. But we've one fairly intense day on all the various protocols and potential street situations, radio training, how to listen properly, body language is part of our personal safety stuff. And separately, we do have first aid and a few other bits of training as well. So pretty well required, you know, prepared to go out. Oversight-wise, we have a safeguarding policy within each scheme. And in the overseeing body, Town Pastor Central, we also have some safeguarding folks. So we have some quality questionnaires. We've got pathways if anything's being raised. But for town pastors out in patrol, they're always at a minimum in a pair. And each of the pairs has a uniform. The uniforms are not allowed to be worn outside of when they're actually authorised and on duty. So we have quite a number of measures to make sure everybody's safe, both from the clients that we might be dealing with and the town pastors themselves.
And I guess operating, Julia, in the kind of professional environment, if you are taking money from the police and you are having these, you know, growing relationships, you need to maintain that. You need to be able to demonstrate that professionalism.
Yes, and I mean, the training is repeated as an update every year in all those aspects. And if there's anything that comes across that is new to town pastors, it is addressed with each scheme.
Jason, we're talking about, you know, obviously you're motivated by your faith to go out and do this, and yep. the prayer support and you know, it is, as the name suggests, pastors. There is a strong Christian essence through this. Do you come across people who want to talk to you about faith, about issues, who I guess maybe wouldn't turn up to a church service or to a normal outreach, but actually seeing you on a Saturday night, it's a different way of making a connection there?
Yes, there is the odd few that like to talk to us about it. It's always asked after we've met them, chatted to them. Then they say to us, why are you doing this? And then we tell them. And it's just like, say, the companionship that we build up. They see the trust in us, and they talk to us, and then the questions are asked, and then we can answer as best as we can.
And the word was used earlier as well, you know, loneliness. People are lonely, and you might be out for, you know, a drink with people from your office or whatever, and you have a few pints inside you, and some of the other problems start to spill up. So actually, it's an opportunity, maybe actually, when people are at their most vulnerable, not in a kind of physical sense, but actually emotionally.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen that on the streets, and you know, that's when we start talking to them. You get to know the people. You know, you're not just seeing these people out for whatever reason. They're going to the pubs, wanting to go for a good old knees up. We're getting to know the individual person and what they're about, and if they want to ask some questions while we're doing it, we're more than happy to, you know, give them all the answers we can.
Peter, how do you measure success?
Well, I think for me, one of the sort of fruits that I've seen in Felixstowe and in a few other areas is that sometimes these sort of relationships change, and you can see behaviour changing in some areas if you've been active quite a long time. But it's the ability to listen to folks and let them unburden themselves, because one of the distinctive things about town pastors is we've got the time to listen and let people just get stuff out of the system. And if that's enabled somebody to unburden themselves and become happy or get out of a situation that they might have been spiralling down towards, we can signpost their way as well to other organisations.
Thank you all for coming in and sharing some thoughts. I hope the celebrations later on go really well. If people want to find out more, they can see you on the streets of 10 of our Suffolk towns. Peter, Julia and Jason, thank you very much for your
time.
Thank you.
Thank you.